Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I got some weird ones here today. All right, so we got where to start with. Let's do, oh, the guy who used his lit cigar as a weapon. This a Florida man was arrested. He allegedly attacked a customer at a popular Long Island restaurant bar with a lit cigar and a glass bottle. And it was in Nassau County at the Cuban. And he apparently he got in an argument with this guy. And the victim said that Bruno Estevez, 47 years old. I'm actually shocked that he's 47 because why is it these people look 40 years older than what they are? Jiminy Christmas. So he said that the victim said that the dude put a lit cigar in his face and then he struck him to protect himself. He was removed. I mean, he was using a cigar as a weapon. I mean, I'm not saying do that, but, you know, Estevez was charged with two counts of assault, two counts of criminal possession. So they actually like did charge him with that as a weapon. That's what fascinated me about that. Okay, so I wanted to do this story proper. We had this the other day. A Miami woman. All right, you guys settle in because it's a story. Okay, it's Miami-Dade County. A woman from Little Havana is facing every felony charge I can think of almost at this point after a bizarre series of crimes. It began with a stolen pressure washer and ended with a burning Mazda in a farm field. I like how in the mugshot, Ivis Alberto looks so pleased with her actions. If you're watching the simulcast, she's 27 years old. It began February 24th. And she went to her ex-boyfriend's house around 3 a.m., entered his yard, dragged his pressure washer that belonged to a second victim to her blue Mazda. And the boyfriend was like, due to previous altercations, he decided to call police. And so while he and the victim were outside, sounds like she's a spurned woman is what it sounds like. They were looking for damage on the vehicles in the driveway. So then he saw a vehicle driving a high rate of speed, turn into his driveway. She was behind the wheel, driving her Mazda. The ex took out the gun, began firing at her vehicle multiple times. She reversed, put it in again, crashed it into the Toyota Corolla used by the victim, then drove off. And then the next morning, an officer on patrol saw her Mazda on fire in an open field near the intersection of Southwest 138. And she reported the vehicle stolen hours after she ran into that Toyota Corolla. That's what she told her insurance company, too. But surveillance video exists, and they found all of it. They found all her crazy shenanigans. So she is booked on, okay, I'm going to try to get through this, two charges, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, one count each of felony criminal mischief, tampering with evidence, second-degree arson, burning to defraud an insurer, filing false insurance claims, filing false police report in the commission of a crime. A lot of stuff. So she's in the pokey. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. All right. So I saw this story about marketing. I saw this with Father's Day, too, a couple of years ago. But now we're really starting to see it more from corporations. Corporate America is deciding that apparently Mother's Day is a challenging, sensitive period in people's lives. And so anyone, I always opt out of every email that I get. I can't stand those stupid emails. But now every, you know, from Kroger to Hallmark to DoorDash, they have opt out of Mother's Day emails to their customer base. Nespresso had, and this is via AZ Informer, quote, prefer not to hear about Mother's Day. With Mother's Day coming up, we understand this can be a difficult time of year for some. If you would like to opt out of Mother's Day emails, you can simply click below. We'll still keep you up to date on other Nespresso news. Why would it be a sensitive? Just all you got to do is just either delete it or just why delete it? Why is this a sensitive? And I say this as someone who didn't have a dad. I had a stepdad, but I didn't have a dad growing up. I mean, I don't sit here and go, oh, Father's Day, so some of this email is so sensitive to me. I've got to know. I don't do that. Good grief. Ancestry, ironically. We realize that Mother's Day may be a tough time for some if you prefer not to receive emails. And it's not just emails, too. They started doing this a couple of years ago. I think it really first started with Father's Day. You would have, and we talked about it on the show before, some of these companies who would weirdly word their promotional stuff on social media where they would get around Father's Day, like honor your parent or something like that. And they would use this like weird, neutral, vague terminology. It's just wild. And I think some of it is, I think some of it has to do with the gender dysphoria stuff, but some of this, like a pan, like the people who make the La Crusade, the people who make pans and pots, like really, you're gonna flip out because you bought a pot once for your kitchen, and you're gonna get upset because you got an email that's talking about Mother's Day? Can't you acknowledge that moms are special, even if you know you maybe have like a bad history, right? Like, I don't have, like, the best record with bio dads, but, you know, at the same time, I can acknowledge how important fathers are for that reason, by the way. Just saying. It's just kind of wild. It's just really, really wild to see this erasure or this push to erase parents. Get over it. Get over it, for real. Just get over it. And it's one day. It's like one thing. Like, the bye-bye baby people... AZ Informer has a list of all of these companies that are... When did this become a thing? Sending out emails like, oh, is this a sensitive issue for you to the word mother, talk about mother? I think, again, some of it is that gender dysphoria stuff. But also, I think, I mean, everything is sensitive to everybody. No one can just simply... I was thinking about this the other day because of social media. Every single issue is blown up into like a national freak out rage fest. Everything is. It can't just be someone has an issue somewhere and their private lives and they deal with it. They have to go on social media and bitch about it. And then it becomes this huge thing. Every single person's problem has to become this huge issue. I can't even, do you know why I don't update on Instagram like I used to? Because I hate it. I hate it. I'm either looking at accounts where people are trying to sell me the same crap that you find at Home Goods. Look at my giant fake ivory links that you can put on your coffee table. And all the stuff that I got in the Magnolia section of Target. Look, I just can't stand that stuff. I cannot stand it. It's either that or bad makeup tutorials or someone trying to push something on you or somebody like rage, you know, festing over something. It's just there's nothing normal on it ever anymore. I can't stand it. Although I will say that they have lately been following Facebook's algorithms and they've been showing me Frenchies on skateboards and pandas. I did say that yesterday. I looked this morning and it was all like baby pandas and it was just total chaos. It's cute. But other than that, it's all garbage. There you go. Everything else is garbage. But especially the bye-bye baby people. If you would rather not receive our Mother's Day emails. Well, how about, can we just not get any emails? All of them offend me. I don't like any of the marketing emails. Just because you buy a product doesn't mean that you want to know every single time someone at your company passes gas. Nobody cares. Just like if we want to know, then we'll go there. But I've seen, do you remember when they did this on Father's Day? I remember when they did that on Father's Day. Just a weird, weird thing. Oh, but that's not the only wokery that we have. Mm-mm, no. And it's not the only wokery canceling mother and father either. So there's... this British global charity called Oxfam, they have their new newspeak. It's a guide that they have where they are encouraging people to refrain from using words like mother, father, ladies, etc., because they think those are declared offense. They think those are offensive. The The words are offensive. The actual biological title of someone who has offspring is offensive. And they also don't like the word, the phrase committed suicide. They say you should say completed. That's a real thing. It's in their guide. No, you shouldn't use mankind, manpower, spokesman. You shouldn't say attitudes or behaviors, but rather social norms. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of more new letters for the alphabet title. Oh, all of it. It is. It's the revolution is complete when the language is perfect. It's the way it always has been.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Honestly, I'd be happy just finishing that Tori Amos song and just chilling and talking stuff about Smod. We have the most fascinating discussions on break. Quiet quitting has morphed into a louder version called Quit Talk, and I hate everything. Where is the asteroid that's going to come and obliterate this sad little rock into dust? It's called Quit Talk. And Gen Zers, they say, it's a new trend where people are broadcasting their resignations under hashtag Quit Talk. You brats. Golly. You know what? Can I just say, I don't think these are actual Gen Zers. I think these are baby millennials. Sounds like it. By the way, Steve's the only millennial we actually like. So we always exclude Steve in this because he does not have this behavior. Let's see. It says people who wait to get it on until they're married are three times more likely to have higher stability in their relationship, according to a study. I haven't read this, you know, I haven't read the abstract, but it was a BYU study. It said 45% of men or women who were only with their spouses, they said they had a high level of relationships. When they're not whores, guess what? They're happier. Ha ha! Who knew? Moving on. Stress, another today and duh. Stress ages the body, according to a new study. But what isn't known, and this is from Duke University, is that it's actually possible to recover within days. The biological age of humans and mice rapidly increases in response to forms of stress like surgery, illness, childbirth, etc. They said in immediate release, the Duke University, their School of Medicine, said that the fluctuations can affect biological age, but they are reversible. And that is still the unexplored area of science. So that's what their study was looking to confirm. Bud Light sales plunge a staggering 17% because of that Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Golly. Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's the FO part of FA. That's how that kind of works. I find this endearing. Out of all the news in the world, Kyle, Texas, they just want to celebrate Kyle's. That's all they want to do. We're just men. We're just innocent men. Make sure I'm up, because I love playing that soundbite.
This is normal men.
Yes. What do you mean?
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
Kyle, Texas plans the world's largest gathering of Kyles for May. If your name is Kyle, come to Kyle. It's called the Gathering of Kyles, and it's scheduled for Sunday, May 21st, in Kyle, Texas, at Lake Kyle.
What?
They said so far, the world record for the largest same-name gatherings belongs to the name Ivan. Because in Bosnia, this was like back in 2017, they had 2,300 Ivans show up to set that record. Kyles, you got to beat the Ivans. Let's make this happen.
Go Kyle.
Stick with us. We got more in store after this. John Leguizamo, I think, is a whiny brat. I'm going to say it because he is. He wants a piece of the Super Mario Brothers movie profits. He is so mad about this. He is livid. He wants to make some of that Super Mario Brothers movie. He's upset over it because he says that he accused them of not doing the right thing. He says he wants a piece. They made $876 million. He says that he wants a cut of it. He voiced the character in a live action format in 1993. And so now he says that the casting choices that they made for the new Mario Brothers movie is controversial because he wasn't in it. It's controversial just because he wasn't in it. He questioned the lack of Hispanic representation in the film. He goes, well, the characters are of Latin American descent. Okay, Italian, you're Hispanic. I mean, you're really pushing it here. They're Italian, and then there's an anthropomorphic turtle. What are you mad about? I mean, I really feel like there's not enough representation for turtles. It's very upsetting. He said, "No, I will not be watching," was his quote. They could have included a Latin character. Like, I was groundbreaking, and then they stopped the groundbreaking. They messed up inclusion. They disincluded. Wow. He is so self-obsessed. Maybe if he was a better actor and didn't have to rely on his ethnicity as a crutch, he'd get more roles. I mean, you're literally talking about two Italian fictional characters and a damn turtle. That's what it is. Bowser's a turtle. What is a Koopa? That's a... Shut up. He's an anthropomorphic turtle. Jiminy Christmas. So he's mad over that. He's been complaining about it since they announced this movie. So he was saying that, and apparently it wasn't enough if they're technicians or if they work on the film. He wants them to be in front of the camera. Basically, he'll shut up if you cast him. That's the racket that he's got going. Well, I'll stop complaining about you if you cast me. Because see, it's not about representation. It's about his representation. That's what it is. It's his representation alone. So I don't know what he's been doing lately. Has he been in anything? Good question. I don't know that he's been in anything. Yeah, he's like headline after headline. He's not watching Chris Pratt, Super Mario Brothers movie. He's mad at Chris Pratt, Super Mario Brothers movie. John Leguizamo, blast, Super Mario Brothers. I mean, he will not shut up about it. Constantly going on and on and on. I mean, he actually had the audacity to make the argument that there haven't been any Hispanic characters and, you know, oh my gosh, did you just miss like Netflix's biggest streamed show? I think it was like the biggest in Netflix history. Jenna Ortega's Hispanic. She was Wednesday Addams. That was literally based on a Hispanic family. What's the matter with you? Yeah, he was in... I actually forgot that he was in the first two John Wicks. He's mad because that franchise left him behind too. Yeah. I totally forgot he was in the first two John Wicks. The hell was he in John Wick?
He was,
I don't remember.
That car guy, remember? He went and visited when his car got stolen.
Oh, yeah. He was like a bit character because he sucks.
And then in the second one, he had a really brief.
He just complains all the time. He acts like because he's not in it, there are no Hispanics in anything. Right. And that is so far from the truth. But this is a movie about two Italian brothers and a turtle. Again, an evil turtle. I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud, that he's mad over this. Who gets mad at this stuff? Golly, it's insane. It is. It's so stupid. Okay, so I wanted to share this with you, too. I found this fascinating. This comes by way of a Twitter account called The Rabbit Hole. And it was looking at Statistia. And I really am curious as to whether or not these are people who just say that there's something and then they're not. But it said 7.2% of U.S. adults now identify as LGBT. The share of American adults who identify by year, 7.2% now. And the biggest is Gen Z. 11% is millennials. 19% is Gen Z. 3% Gen X. 2% baby boomers, and they call traditionalists anybody who was born before 1946 at 1.7%. Statistia and Gallup. I think so much of this is social contagion, and I think a lot of it is spurred by social media, too. A lot of it's social media. I also think some people just say that they are, and so that everyone wants to have like this thing that makes them different. And I think a lot of people say that, and then that's ultimately what it is. 7.2. What did it used to be? Like 2 or 3 or something like that?
Yeah.
And it's skyrocketed with social media. I think it is social contagion. A lot of it.
When they were first reporting on these numbers, it was in the 1% range.
Yeah. And now it's at 7.2%.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Just about 20% for Gen Z. 20%. I mean, it's 19.7. So basically 20%. Wow. This is like, I heard this. I read something previously about this with social contagion. And I'm going to find this piece because people were talking about evolutionary bottlenecks and the societal influence on this. like, and the reversal of that, like with, you know, the opposite of that with the baby boom in World War II. And then we went into fewer millennials being born and the comparisons between Gen Z and millennials, et cetera. I think it is fascinating, but 20% of Gen Z is how they identify. And it's adults leading them on social media is what it is, ultimately.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.